Hello, welcome to the subject called the Holy Spirit, the third person of the Godhead. This is part two of a seven-part series, and my name's Gary Stevens. The topic today we're dealing with are a number of topics, as a matter of fact. They will be, he can hear and speak, he can see, he lives in you if you were born again, the person of the Holy Spirit. The first topic is he can hear and speak. Let us go to John chapter 16, verse 13, and this is Jesus speaking. From verse 13, however, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth, for he will not speak of his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will tell you of things to come. He can see. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 10, but God has revealed them to us through his Spirit, for the Spirit searches all things, yes, the deep things of God. The Bible does not tell us what he looks like, but he can take the form of what he chooses and is represented in the Bible by the symbols of water, fire, oil, wind, dove and cloud. The Bible also tells us he lives in you if you're a born-again believer. We see this in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 16 to 17. Reading from verse 16, do you not know that you are the temple of God and the Spirit of God lives in you? If anyone defiles the temple of God, God will destroy him. For the temple of God is holy, which temple you are. Let's go to the next topic, talking about the person of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is co-equal with the Father and with the Son. He is omnipresent. He can be all places at the same time. In Psalm 139, verses 7 to 10, we read, where can I go from your Spirit, or where can I flee from your presence? If I ascend into heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, you are there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uppermost parts of the sea, even there your hand shall lead me, and your right hand shall hold me. He is omnipotent, meaning all-powerful. In Luke chapter 1, verse 35, we read, and the angel answered and said to her, the Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the highest will overshadow you. Therefore, also, the Holy One who is to be born will be called the Son of God. He is omniscient, all-knowing. We see this in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 9 to 11, reading from verse 9. But as it is written, eye has not seen or ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love him. Verse 10. But God has revealed to them through his Spirit, for the Spirit searches all things, yes, the deep things of God. Verse 11, for what man knows the things of a man except the Spirit of the man, which is in him? Even so, no one knows the things of God except the Spirit of God. Satan is also a spirit. He is not all-knowing, and he cannot be in every place at the same time. He cannot read your mind, but he can hear your words. Should the Holy Spirit be worshipped? If he is equal and part of the Godhead, then he should be worshipped as we worship the Father and the Son. He deserves no less. He can be resisted. We see this with Stephen speaking on the Sanhedrin. Acts chapter 7, verse 51. You stiff-necked, uncircumcised in heart and ears, you always resist the Holy Spirit as your fathers did, so do you. Can he be grieved? Yes. We see this in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 30, and it says, do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, by whom you were sealed from the day of redemption. By grieving him, we can make him feel sorrow. Can the Holy Spirit be quenched or put out? Yes. We read in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 16 to 19, rejoice always, pray without ceasing, in everything giving thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Do not quench the Holy Spirit. Verse 19, once again, do not quench the Spirit. This is talking about the Holy Spirit. You and the Holy Spirit. He responds to your wishes. If you tell him to be quiet, he will, but you run the risk of grieving him. He is not a fighter, but he is a lover. If you resist him, he will just leave your presence and with a wounded heart. If he is grieved, he will gently retreat. If he is quenched, he will quietly depart. What I hope you can see throughout these scriptures, we're talking about a person, a personality. We're not talking about a vapor or just a spirit with no body. The Holy Spirit is the third person, co-equal to the Father and co-equal to the Son. The Holy Spirit is someone that you need to get to know on a continuous daily process. He is the one who gives the gifts. He is the one who empowers the gifts. And he is the one that makes the Word of God come to pass or come into reality. And God wants you to know him. Thank you for being with me today. I hope, again, once you've enjoyed this subject, we're doing part 3 next time, and it's called The Spirit-Filled Life of a Believer. Thank you and God bless.